Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Something I didn't know existed, and I don't know if you guys know this exists. Amazon, when you return stuff, right, that isn't opened, takes all the stuff they get back, which if you think about all the stuff that's going out, a certain percentage has to come back.
Of course.
So that percentage that comes back could be electronics, could be anything. They resell pallets of that stuff, like giant pallets. You can get a pallet for anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000.
But I have to buy it blind?
Yes. And you get, but they're not ripping you off, I would say, or people wouldn't do this. Mm-hmm. There's whole businesses that buy multiple pallets of this stuff, take them apart, price the stuff, and put it out in stores.
Yeah.
You've heard of this, Monica? I never heard of this.
And you're always going to be a winner. On a way, way, way smaller scale, I do this at Michael sometimes every season.
You do?
They have grab bags. It's $5. And, and some stores have actual brown bags, but some stores put them in bins and whatever. But you go in there and you have no idea what you're going to get, but it's $5. And you will always come out on top. Again, much smaller scale than the pallets, but it's the same concept too.
Right, right.
And I've seen that where people, they'll do it. They'll unveil what they get on TikTok. And so it's like, this is what I got here. And then they'll show everything they got. And then some stuff they want and keep. And then you're right. Some stuff they're like, well, I'm not going to use this, but I can make money off of it. And it'll get my money back for what I paid for the pallet.
So I can somehow look into this. I'm sure there's a website.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amazon Business.
Amazon Business. Mm-hmm. I can go in there and I can buy a pallet for $10,000.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just using a number. The $10,000 is the most expensive pallet that they have.
It seems. It said $1,000 to $10,000.
Okay. Let's just say I spend $10,000.
Uh-huh.
This pallet's going to show up to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then as long as I want to sit there and sell it, my damn self, I can do that. But if not, then I have about $10,000 worth of merchandise that I now own to do with whatever I want.
Right. And it might be $15,000 worth, right?
Yeah.
It's worth it if you have the time to sit there and put it on eBay. This is the second time I'm bringing this guy up. This has got like Gary V written all over it.
Yeah, it really does. It's like advanced Gary V.
Yeah.
He talks about buying things at garage sales or whatever, you know, when you see him on Amazon's and selling them at garage sales.
Is this like a dollar store thing? Where like the dollar stores can get into this business and sell them but, you know, in order to make their money back, if they spend $10,000, there would have to be 10,000 items on there.
The implication on this is a lot of the stuff, though, isn't like a dollar. You know,
that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, there's a lot more expensive things on here that cost way more than that. But, you know, again, every pallet is different. And 30% of all online purchases get returned. So
they make it so easy, though.
They do.
Oh, my God. There's no need to ever even think twice about it. There's zero worry.
So what do they do? Instead, you know, you see the people behind the counter at Target like get swamped at the holidays. You see all the stuff behind them. They're constantly trying to move that stuff out of there. I wonder if they do the same thing. I wonder if Target like does the same type of thing where it's not worth putting it back on the shelf because it's got maybe it's been touched, it's been nicked, you know, ripped, whatever it is.
Right.
But then and Amazon just gets flooded. So imagine 30% of everything gets rid. They sell everything all day long and they get 30% back. No wonder they tell you to keep it sometimes.
I almost want to buy one of those just to see what I would get.
I know.
You know, it's like, you know what it is? It's like Storage Wars.
You can't take it.
Yeah, it is.
It's like Storage Wars. Like, you're just buying this thing blind, and whatever you get, you get. You may not get your money's worth, but chances are with the Amazon stuff, you will.
Huh. And it seems like there's a company called Direct Liquidations that they buy not just Amazon's returns, but merchandise from Walmart and other places, and then they resell the pallets?
Really?
You can get truckloads contain 26 pallets. Wow. Can you imagine being that person? 26 pallets of stuff. That's just too much.
It's too much for us, but it's not too much for the people who make their business out of it.
Right. That's true.
Interesting. I didn't even know this existed.
I know. I wonder if you can specify, too, if it's just clothes or it's just toys.
Thomas on line 3. Hey, man.
Oh. The lines light up here.
Somebody knows about this.
Yeah. What's going on?
My mom actually owns a bin store out in Port Richey where we get a bunch of Amazon return pallets and sell them.
So that's this.
She made good money?
Yeah, we do pretty well. The pallets arrange from, like, I think we get, like, 8 pallets for a certain amount. I don't know the exact number, but mm-hmm. by, like, the first 2 days, we make the money that we've spent for the pallets, and then the rest of the week is profit.
Whoa. That much? So if you pallet's $1,000, how much do you, in your experience, do you make on that pallet? Like, are you making $1,500, so you're making $500 profit, or are you making three times that? You know what I mean?
It also, yeah, it also depends on the load. Like, if it's really good stuff, people will come in and buy us out.
Right.
So a big load is better.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So your mom's store, people know to come in when it's a good load and buy the whole thing out.
Yeah, we get new stuff every week. Reputation. And people come in and buy our stuff for $5 and resell it, and they make like $100 a week on their own. So they just come and buy our stuff for $5, and then they go sell it on Facebook for $100 and make all their money.
And what do
you care? It's safe to say that your mom prefers a big load.
Because cheaper.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you're making more, she's making more money.
I would think. That's weird. It makes sense.
Correct.
And the fact that you guys mark it up to $5 and then someone else can mark it up again and still make money?
A $5 load?
Yeah.
Means you're getting that load pretty cheap.
Yes.
I mean, it has to be.
Are you dreading this phone call?
And she's paying rent.
Are you dreading this phone call now, Thomas?
No.
You wishing maybe you didn't make it? Take care, man.
That's crazy.
That's pretty cool, though. I didn't even know these businesses existed.
She's paying rent and employees, and she's other people are reselling what she's selling. I mean, there must be so much profit margin in it. That's crazy.
Lou on line 5. Go, Lou.
Yeah, I buy pallets over here at this place in Tampa on 39th Street. I think it's Tampa Liquidators. Okay. Those pallets range anywhere from, like, you know, $50 up to, like, $1,500. And it's basically returns from, like, Costco, Walmart, right. Home Depot, and Lowe's.
But can you see what's... So you're going into that... You're going into that establishment and buying a pallet. If you buy a $1,500 pallet, can you see what's on it or no?
Yeah, you can go in there and look around, and then you just grab the tag and pay for it. But
so you're not buying it blind.
No, you can look at stuff. You can look at everything. But I bought had 50 air fryers, all brand new in a box. I sold them in like 2 days.
50 air fryers?
Yeah.
How much did you pay for 50? Like, what was your average cost, and what did you sell it for?
I think I bought like 3 pallets that or 2 pallets that day, and I think I spent like maybe $800.
Okay.
And I was selling them for like $60 a piece.
Okay.
So you made $3,000, so $2,200 profit? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
See, you're going to make $2,000.
A lot of people found out about it now. So now you got to get there. Some people, they're right. A bunch of clowns. They get there like 7 in the morning, and then so they can sign the name on a list. They only let you like 10 people in at a time.
Right.
They'll
right.
run and they'll grab all the tags.
Get
and then
there earlier.
Them, so.
Hey, Monica, up, if you have the patience to put all this stuff up on eBay and stuff, wow. I'll go into business with you.
Yeah, I know. That's all I have is patience for that stuff. I love doing that stuff.
This is a gold rush.
That's I will say this, though, but isn't there a
Thanks,
fine line?
Lou.
Yeah, I would think there's a fine line then that because it reminds me of Marketplace, but on a way bigger scale. But he said he's charged $60 for an air fryer. I don't have one. I don't know how much they cost, but... Like, you can't charge too much. Otherwise, people are like, I'm just going to the store to get it.
Right.
You know what I mean? To, like, you can't be.
What you have to do is go online, see how much that model goes for retail.
Everybody's going to be different. So you have to get like a range.
Yeah. You go on Amazon and you see what that thing is going for retail. And then you just dumb it down by $5-$10.
See, no, the $5-$10 ain't enough for me. I'll go to the store. Like, if you're going to dumb it down, if I'm going to do it from you and you're going to want this, then I'm going to
save me $25, right?
At least.
Right,
well, then go to the store. Somebody will be happy saving $10.
I can save $10 with, listen, you know me, I'm Couponica. I will always find a way to find $10.
Driving for $10 is worth it.
Yeah, I need a discount if I'm going to get it through all of this because I don't know how shady it is. How do I know you didn't just drop it on the ground because you were unloading it yourself or whatever?
Mm. So if you're going to buy stolen goods, you want to save more.
I got news for you. A lot of stuff that you buy falls to the ground. You
can
go into a Bed Bath & Beyond and buy a Keurig machine. I guarantee you it bounced off the floor at some point.
But I can take it back to the store and be like, get me a new one or whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't take it back to some rando in the parking lot. Where do you sell or online? And who's ever going to answer my messages again?
Well, you go to the pallet store. You could take it back, I guess, if you had to. But you're inspecting the pallet, like he said, before you take it. And he had them all in the boxes. And that's
Peyton from Twitter told me, and he sent me this, and this is the first thing I thought of, but I've never been to one, so I don't know. But it says it's Deal Days Port Richey Bin Store, I've seen these where they're just bins, laid out there, and you take a bag and you pay X amount of money and you just load up your stuff.
Like to load the bag.
Yeah, and they have those stores around here, and I've never been, and I really want to because I feel like
that's interesting.
If my wife finds this, I'm dead.
I know.
I'm dead.
Hey, you banned her from Amazon. She's got to find another way.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
Amazon's coming to her. It's around the corner. Who knows?
If she finds out about this, I am in trouble.
She should find out about it.
You lost stuff you didn't even know you needed. That's the problem with it.
Right? I don't need any of it. Because
you can't go in a store. I know, but you can't go in one of these stores with something on your mind because you don't know what they're going to have, right?
The key word there is need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
the potpourri of stuff.
The key word is need.
Well, I need office supplies. Like, I may have everything I need, but I need, like, sometimes people need.
You work at a place that supplies the office supplies you might need. You don't need anything.
But I need more than what they have. I need
you don't. You don't need it. You want it.
Needs.
But I feel like I need it.
If that's the one thing that she was like she needs, that's odd. Joe, quick on line three. Go ahead, Joe. What do you know about the pallets from Amazon?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say it's really, as far as the load goes from Amazon, it's really not how big the load is, but it's like how hot the items are. So it's how hot the load is. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I've heard that. Right.
That makes it more popular, less popular. Yeah.
Got out on a high note, huh?
All right. So there you go.
You want to do...
That's really, really interesting stuff.
Do dead guy?
Okay.
Dead woman in the envelope today. A dead woman. She is someone you know from the world of business. I mean, I would say you this. You know her best from the world of business.
Okay.
There's other reasons she's well-known as well, but...
Do we know her face?
Very successful. You might. You might.
Was she...
Probably.
Murdered?
That guy Mike just hung up. Took his question.
No, she was not murdered.
Monica, just say fire the cannons and you cover the whole call.
Fire the cannons! Hi, Monifa. Hi, Brett. Roger, JP.
Monifa.
Mike is currently crying in his truck.
She did not...
No!
She was not murdered.
Good luck, you guys. Can you figure out who this dead woman in the envelope is? 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. The clue's one more time.
It's a woman I would say is best known for business, but there's other reasons she's famous. She's famous as well.
Okay.
And she was not murdered.
And we might know what she looks like, you said.
Yeah, you should. I think a lot of people will. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. The phone number is Roger and JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Dead Guy in the Envelope, up next. Be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.